We're holding by Gimel. Last time we took skipped because I wanted to give you the picture of what we're here for. I want to go back to Gimel. So he comes along and he's explaining that Olam Hazeh, Olam, the Loshon Olam is Misherish, is from the root of Helam, hidden. This world is a hidden world where we don't know what we're here for. And calls a man, a person, doesn't seek to try and work out what his tachlis is, he's never going to find out. More than that, he says, we live in a matzav where all our mitzvahs are basically scattered mitzvahs. Scattered mitzvahs means that during the year, as the year goes by, we have a Tkiyah Shofar, we have Adlokos Chanukah, we have a Morer, we have a Matzah, we have a Kabbalah HaTorah, we have a Tkiyah Shofar. But Be'etzem, it really doesn't really do anything to us, and we don't even know what's behind it. What he's coming along to say is, there has to be one focal point in a person's life that Be'etzem is what is what everything is built around, and from there we build our building of doing mitzvahs, of learning Torah. L'moshel, he says, when a guy comes along and puts up a building, what's going to happen is we will come upstairs with the building that we built during our lifetime. We might have some nice windows, and we might have some nice doors, but the building is going to be a very shaky building. He wants to come along and say the foundation that we build, we dig, is based on one nekuda, and this one nekuda will make our full building a nice building. And he comes along like this, and he says, "Im naschil v'nishal b'nei adam." If you're going to start and ask people, "Ma nira b'ashkofa rishona?" Right. So here we're starting from the beginning, and we're coming along with saying, "Okay, I want to be an Oved Hashem. I don't know how to go about it. I've got to start from somewhere." And this is where he knocks what most people walk around the world. You know, I'm making a new start. Okay, I'm going to be makpid now on Lashon Hara. Or I'm making a new start, 40 days. It's a very nice, very chashuv azach, and it's a gewaldige chizuk, and we're going to get schar for it. But is that the foundation that we're going to build our whole Yiddishkeit on? Is that going to make a difference when I put on the pair of tefillin, or I put on a talis, or I make a brocha shahakil? Is that going to make a difference to me? As we said the other night, Gifter once said, when on the siyum of Baba Kama, "I finished Baba Kama," so he got up and he said, "We finished Baba Kama, the Shaila, what did Baba Kama do for us?" Everything that we do, it has to be internalized. When I put on tefillin, it's not just a prosta maisa of putting on a pair of tefillin. It's got to be internalized what it does for me. So therefore, nochanama, kabbalas we have to have. But if you're talking about in the big picture of Yerushalayim, of Avodas Hashem, there's something else over here that we're missing. We're missing an ingredient that will make a difference to our whole life, whatever we do. Doesn't make a difference what we do. Whether we're sitting and learning, whether we're out making panosa, there's an ingredient here that we're all in the same picture. And he talks about what I explained the other night, that the main thing is the vakas. But let's get to it from the beginning. What inyan is worth it, is kedai to start? What's the first point? I walk in the beginning of a zman, and I decide I'm starting to become an Oved Hashem, whatever that means. And I decide I've got to start from somewhere. So where's my first point that I take my first step in the right position, in the right way? Ha'echad Yoshiv, one will say, it seems that he has a chalishus, he's a bit weak in his hasmoda, and according to the way he looks at himself, he comes along and starts saying, I've got to be mechazik my hasmoda. Hasheni Yoshiv, the second guy will answer, the fima bota matzova, the way he looks at his matzov, it's lay loshon hara umagish. He's not enough careful in loshon hara, so he's going to come along and he's going to be makfid in loshon hara. Two halachas a day. Hashlishi, the third one will come along and say shalom bais. He doesn't have enough patience. He gets angry very quick. He's got to start with each person. is going to come along with their own weaknesses and turn around and say, this is what I've got to be mechazik, and this is what I'm going to be make into their Torah, into a better person. Vein kein, roi l'hoshiv, l'chol echot, shuvah protest to be matzovi. The truth is that if that's the case, and that's what it's all about, then each person, be'etzem, is supposed to get an answer, l'fi his matzov. And it's not true. Uloma emes, ein enrukem b'meduyuk. It's not true. Because the metzius is that in Avodas Hashem, there's one focal point that affects all of us. There's one central focal point, which is the backbone to all Yiddishkeit, and it's the backbone that gives of strength to all mitzvahs what I do, whatever madrega I'm on. Kimat lo yetzeh min haklal. Kimat everybody's included in this. So he starts off with a hakdama, and he proves it. Kol echod ve'echod mi'itonu nishlach min ha'olam, ha'olam hazeh, l'olam hazeh, l'olam hazeh. Everybody was sent down from upstairs to this world. We're all Gilgulim. Misha zocha nishlach l'kam mi'gan Eden. Some of us were sent straight from Gan Eden. We went through Gan Eden, and we had to come down and be masak in something small. Misha lo zocha, somebody who wasn't zeicha, he was sent from Gehenna. We all are Gilgulim. We all came back on this world to make sure that our neshama has a certain shleimus which we didn't fulfill the last time we were on this world. So I'll give you a mashal. There's a famous story with the Baal Shem.
Does that mean we just have to work on that little thing?
That's exactly what you're going to talk about. He's going to prove it to you that even though you came down on this world for that one thing, that doesn't mean you're potter from all other mitzvahs. You still have to start the whole building all over again. Forget, that's one of his rayas, that there's a big picture over here, even though that you have a tachlis for one thing.
Not only make it worse for us, but if we have one small mitzvah, we start to screw up on a lot of other mitzvahs, then we'll come back in a lot worse shape.
That's true, it's a vicious circle, but sometimes you have a bechira, whether you want to go upstairs, whether you want to stay up there and burn, or you want to come down here and
so
think
again, we know
there's a famous story, there's a famous the Neshama chose. There's a very interesting message. Not only did the Neshama choose that he decided to come back on this world, the Neshama signed a document before he came into this world that all the Torahs that you're going to go through, you will makabel beforehand. And you're willing to go through it.
You also get to a much higher place than you were.
Avad, you get to a higher place. Plus, I'll give you a mashal. There's a story with the Baal Shem. That somebody had a baby and it died after 3 years. So the going writes that if you see your nichshel in a certain avera, you should know that that's the avera that you came down. Lamoshal, you get a guy who's got a temper, right? So he knows that be'etzim is second nature to him. So he knows that that's what he came down on antikum. A guy who he's a latzonus, or guy, he's a whatever. Each guy has a certain nekuda where he's nichshel more in that nekuda than any other nekuda. Says the goin, that's all right. That's the nekuda you got to work on because that's what you came down for. But that doesn't make you potter from all the other 612 mitzvahs, even though that's what you're being misakin. So the Baal Shem came to Menachem Oval, and Baal Shem told them that the neshama that came down was a neshama of a go, grace of God, tzaddik. And he came upstairs, and they were going to take him straight in. But he was missing, but because he only became, I'm not sure if he became from, huh? He was a ger or something. And therefore, the first year and a half or 2 years of his life, he ate cholov akum. So therefore, there was a pagam in his neshama. He had to come down on this world again, in order to have Chol of Yisrael, to be Mesakin that Pagam. Once he was Mesakin the Pagam of Chol of Akum, it was time for him to go back up.
Yeah, but when he comes down Chol of Akum, let's say he comes down for three things.
Yeah.
And in that time, he's not shown in 10 other things.
So that's the...
You go back and forth.
Okay, there's only a certain amount of Gilgulim you can come down on. But I'm not getting into that. That's the million-dollar question, the Seder. But, besides that...
Who said going?
Who's going? Come on, going. What? Who? Avada, and the neshama comes down. The guy doesn't have a neshama. The guy's a ruach. The guy has a ruach. It's not a neshama. I'm not here to talk about Holocaust. I want to talk about Holocaust. Why, when, what? No, there's only a certain amount of neshamas, and the Mashiach is only going to come asher tichel kol neshama shebeguf, and everybody has their tikkun. I'm saying that.
That might take you a long time.
I'm saying he said he's coming from Gan
Eden. He was accepted in, but he was missing a certain. He was missing a certain shleimus. So he's missing a certain shleimus in the neshama. So he had to have that shleimus. So he had to come down again and have chol of Yisrael. A shleimus can mean in a different million different ways. I'll give you. Love Dafka. It could be you came upstairs and you had a choice of taking go left or come down again, and you chose to come down again. There's a famous story. I'm not sure if it's emes or not emes, or if it's brought down as a moshel. There's a famous moshel. It could be it's a moshel. That guy came upstairs. And he was a godel batayra, and he was ready to take him straight through. He had a problem. He had a temper, and every time he got into a temper, he punched somebody in the face. So he was over makir, the lava of lifting your hand, right? So they didn't know what to do with him. Either he goes to Gehenna, or he comes down on this world without a left, without a right hand. So he decided that he's going to come down on this world without a right hand. So he comes down on this world without a right hand. And he goes through life a very bitter person, because he is missing out, that he couldn't play ball, and he had to do a different type of shidduch. And he comes back, and he goes through, and he walks out of life very bitter, that his chelakin, he didn't have a proper life, and he always missed out on everything. And he comes back upstairs. It could be the Chofetz Chaim says, I know, I saw it by Rav Shalom Shadron. He comes back upstairs, and he suddenly realizes that the whole reason why he didn't have a hand is a bracha for him, because that was his tikkun and his neshama, that be'etzim he was a godel b'teira, and all he was missing was that he was over with his hand, and that was stopping him going, and he chose to come down on this world without a hand. He chose. So if you know the big picture beforehand, you wouldn't be upset. Right? But if you knew the picture, that's if you knew the picture beforehand.
If you knew the picture, there was this right hand. If you knew the picture beforehand, the piece will proceed.
Right. So I'm just telling you that you, a lot of times you find that people go through certain sorrows in life. It's be'etzim, the neshama chose it beforehand, because be'etzim that was his tikkun. Okay, we're not giving you shmuz on gulgulim now. Atzad ha'shalav shebekulam, shekulam chazan rukan ulaylam hazah. They all came back to this world. To be an Ovid Hashem. Mal Sibo. What's the reason why he came back? There's people that look in the Svarim. Everybody came back in this world. To be Misakin one Aveira. Could be some people came back for more. But is one Aveira. This is Iker Nisayon, is to clean up this mess. But this is Iker Tikkun in Olam Hazeh. Lamashal, a guy sent down here to take care of a certain Avera, and it could be a small Avera, and he becomes a Godel Batoyer, and he's a Mirdikatam Chochem, and he's a Kodesh Batoyer, and everybody's writing to him for brachos, and he comes upstairs, and punk that Avera he never took care of. And they're going to turn around to him and tell him, Habibi, you missed the boat. He was number one down here. He still missed the boat. So this is the Iker Nisayon. Vuzu Iker Tikunoi Ba'olam Hazeh. Avol Emes. The Emes is, even though the avoda of a person is to be misakin that avera, yeah, ein avodoso matchila b'tichon achet. His avoda doesn't start with being misakin this chet. When you're 5 years old, you're not going to start being misakin that chet. And as soon as you're being misakin that chet, boom, you're out of this world. It doesn't work that way. Tikkun shayach. So he comes along and he says, I'm going to give you the mashal beforehand. You have a house. You build a house, right? The house is solid. The window's broken, right? So you can come along and fix the window when the house is a solid house. But if the house is, let's say, on a slant, or the wall's not straight, you're not going to be able to be masak in the window. So he, well, a person comes down in this world, nochanami, he's supposed to be masak in a certain avera. You can't be masak in that avera until you've made a building that's a solid building, and now in that building there's a the window is broken, so now go ahead and be masak in the window. But if you come along into this world and you didn't put up a building that's solid, and therefore the wall is crooked, the window is not going to fit in. You're not going to be able to fix the window because the window doesn't fit in. That's what he's saying. Nochanama, you came down on this world to be masak in a certain avera. But tikkun is only shayach when you have a solid building, when you have a house, and something goes wrong, and therefore you've got to fix the door or you've got to fix the window. If the whole wall is crooked, you're not going to be able to get a straight door in. So
how is that fear? You worked your whole life to be a perfect Jew, and then the one little thing that you came down was supposed to fix, and you don't even get to...
That doesn't mean you don't get Elam Haba. That doesn't mean you don't get Elam. You get Tzchah for everything you did. Don't get it wrong. You have to understand, there's different beginners over here. You will walk upstairs, and you've been sitting and learning, and you've done all your mitzvahs, etc., etc., etc. You will get Olam Haba for it. You will get Tzchah. They'll give you the red carpet. The Shaila is, in the big picture of your neshama, whether you'll come to your... the place that the Ribbono Shel wants you to be exactly in your shleimus, you might be missing it. So either you can go to burn for a few months, or you come down on this world again to be misak in that small chet.
Five different people from one neshama, so what?
Wasn't that just burn
though? Right? I don't.
You didn't. Even if what if you didn't? What if you didn't?
You're talking about nitzutzes. It's a parashah from the outside. I don't know. I'll be here all night.
Or if you didn't fix the thing that you're supposed to fix, but you come up there, yeah, you can still get to a higher place.
Avada, you'll get to a higher place. Avada.
You're not going
to
get to that little...
No, the shleimus. There's also a certain shleimus, and every neshama has to... Because Ribbono Shel Olam is shalom. So we want to be dovuk to something shalom, you have to be shalom as well, or else it's not going to... The jigsaw doesn't fix. We are all neshamas taken from this big ilon, what I said yesterday, that be'etzim were chilek alakayim imal. So Ribbono Shel Olam is shalom b'shleimusay. If the neshama wants to be dovuk back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's got to be a shleimus. That doesn't mean you're not dovuk. But because the Ribbono Shel Olam is shalom, there has to be a shleimus in the neshama. So tikkun is shayach when you have a house, and if something goes wrong, then it's shayach tikkun. But if you don't have a house, there's nothing to be misakin. So first you've got to build a house. We've got to build a building of Torah and Avodas Hashem. And then from there, take the tikkun, the one thing that's missing by us, whether it's the window or the door, whatever in that building that we put together, that building is missing the door, then we can be misakin it. So you can't come down on this world and say, okay, I only have to be misakin Lashon Hara. I don't have to do any other mitzvahs. Doesn't work that way. You can't, Lashon Hara is a window in the big building. It's one mitzvah in the big picture. So even if you come down on this world to be misakin one avera, you still have to put up the building again. So you've got to start from the beginning again, build your foundation, put up the building, and then that one avera makes sure that when you come upstairs, that window is fixed.
By
100%. No, but you... Oh, so he says, so where do you start from? Where do you start from? That is doing what? I told you. When you... Oh, sorry, let me ask. Doing what you're supposed to is not what the Sefer is about. As I told you, doing what you're supposed to, you can go through 70 years of life doing what you're supposed to, and it has absolutely no meaning to you. And it doesn't do anything for you. There are plenty of people out there who are spending $500 on a beautiful esrog, right? And the mitzvah has nothing to do, doesn't do anything to the person, except that he gets a bit of covered in shul. And he might say the bracha with kavanah, if we get there. But if my foundation is right, then every mitzvah I do, and this is what it's all about. If my foundation is right, then every mitzvah will have a meaning to me. No. We're not talking about people who are making up their minds to do the right thing. We're talking about if you're doing the right thing, how do I do it properly? How do I do it right? That's what he was talking about yesterday, as I said Sunday night. That there's got to be one focal point. That from there, everything else goes along. Well, no, what does Yerushalayim mean? What does Yerushalayim mean? So we spoke about the other night, as I explained to you, Yerushalayim means you're scared of getting a patch. Okay? Okay. When you send a text to your wife, and you tell your wife a text, I love you, because you're scared that she's going to walk out on you, that's not called love. That's called fear. When you send a text, I love you, because you want to build a relationship, that's called avo. When I send a text to God 3 times a day saying, Baruch Ato Hashem, we need Yerushalayim. We need Yerushalayim in order to start off, in order to get us to put the foundation in. But Be'etzem, that's what I was saying about Tshuva Me'av and Tshuva Me'yiro.
So someone who's doing a mitzvah only not to burn, you're not getting schar for that?
You'll get schar for it.
You're not going to say
it. It's not the same as chizuk. No. Easier. Ava is a much higher
matter. No, you're much scared of Hashem. You fear Hashem, isn't that the main thing?
In every Ava, there's also fear. Because Avinu Malkeinu. Right? I love him because he's Avinu, but I also have Yira because he's a Malkeinu. It's not a steer. You can go hand in hand. So you're jumping the Kena Dova, but Avaidus Hardan Boilamaz says Kena. Same thing over here. When a person in this world, Nochanami, he came down to this world for this one Aveda. It doesn't mean that he's here to be Masakin Jesus Aveda. Taket. And there it starts, and that's where it finishes. He's got to build himself up first. Livnes benafshei, he's got to build. It's. We're not talking about a physical building. We're talking about a ruchnis building to build in his soul. Binyan amiti shel avedas Hashem. He's got to build a proper building of avedas Hashem. Ula acha sheish le binyan amiti. Once he's put up this building, that's solid, a 3-story building. Oz ikar avedosa. Then afterwards, his ikar avedas to make sure that the aved that he feels that he's most nichshulin. Then he can fix the window. But if he hasn't got the window, if he hasn't got a proper binyan, he hasn't built up a proper binyan with a solid foundation, the window's not going to fit into the building that he's doing. You can't come along and just work on one middah. This is his yisoid all the way through the sefer. There's got to be a focal point that all of us, and that's why I wanted to give you that gdoma the other night, and I'll say it again. He's like, this way you can understand what he's trying to get to. The ikar tachlis of everybody in this world is to have a relationship with God. Once I have a relationship, I can build on that relationship to come stronger and stronger. When a person's born, he's engaged. He doesn't know what it's all about. He's taught to say the mitzvahs. He doesn't know what it means. He doesn't know what a bracha means. As he gets older and gets more das, he suddenly realizes there's something over here that I've got to have a relationship with. When I build on a relationship, so pshat is the same way, and this is all mishalim in this world. Avas, the Gemara says, the Ramban writes, that a person doesn't understand Avas Hashem until he's married. Why? Because once he has the moshul of Avas Ish V'Isha, he can understand what Avas Hashem is. Everything's a moshul. Kibud Avayim is a moshul to understand our Koras HaTayv to Ribbono Shel Olam. And without Kibud Avayim, says the Chinuch, if it wouldn't, why does Ribbono Shel Olam have to create us with 2 parents? He could have created us with 1 parent. Right? The same way he can do everything, so he could have done it that way. Says the Chinuch, because I've got to have parents in order to understand what a Koras HaTayv is, because when I have a Koras HaTayv to parents, then I'll understand what it means to have a Koras HaTayv to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all mishalim in this world.
You can still have a
curse
that's one parent.
Isn't it that you need an Ava and
you?
I'll get into that point another time.
What?
Yeah, he could have done it in one. Say that. Now, Ava's ish, to build a relationship in marriage, right, it's got to be worked on. Ask anybody who has a happy marriage will tell you that it's something that's worked on every day and it gets stronger and stronger. Right? What's pshat? I still have to text her 3 times a day to tell her that I miss you. right? And you still need the phone call once in a while, and you still need to remember her on her birthday or on an anniversary, right? Whether it makes it, you say it doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference because it makes stronger the relationship. That's what is, that's what he bets on once in this sefer. The focal point of everybody in this world is to build a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Building a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo has nothing to do with what I'm going to do in my life. It has nothing to do with whether I'm sitting and learning or whether I'm in business. I could be in business working 12 hours a day and have a bigger relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo and be dovok with the Rebbeinu Shlomo more than somebody who's sitting and learning. There was a Yid who was a Meridik and Makubal, lived in Switzerland. His name was Erlanger. He used to have a store. Every price on what he sold, he was a Meridik and Makubal, every price in the store was connected to Shem Hashem. He had 26, he had 42, he had 72. Everything was connected to Shemus. Because he lived and breathed his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom. So everything he did was mechuvan that should remind him of his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Once I understand that man, the ikon akuda of to build this house or build this building is around one akuda, central point, and this is the whole sefer is going to be about, is building a relationship, then he's going to tell you now that even though I've got to be mesaken one avera, I still have to build up the relationship. I still have to build up my building. Tefillin is not a scattered mitzvah. Tefillin is another nekuda. It's another point. And how do I get closer to the Rebbeinu Shlomo? He'll go through all the mitzvahs. He'll explain you later on what this mitzvah does and what this mitzvah does. This is all different types of ways of showing love or relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And once, nochanama, I understand I have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Svarim write that if you're walking on the street and there's a Mara Asura which you're dying to see and you control yourself, there's a Muridika Is Rotson at that point that if you daven, the Rebbeinu Shlomo hears whatever you say. The Muridika Is Rotson. So I once tiny was Pshat. Pshat is because I gave up for Rebbeinu Shlomo. I gave up for the relationship to have with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, I gave away from myself for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. His pshat is when you bring home a bouquet of flowers or you buy a nice present for your wife, it's a Muridika Eis Rotson. When you're giving it to you, what? What's pshat? You're doing it for yourself. You don't. Huh?
You don't want to have bad thoughts.
Beseda. But why am I doing it? What's wrong?
Okay,
if you what's wrong? What's wrong? Because but once I'm doing it, once I'm giving something up for my relationship with God, because you don't want bad thoughts, that is faket. Therefore, automatically, you built your relationship that you can ask from the Rebbeinu Shlomo for what you want. Faket, that's the metzias. It's a metzias. It's a metzias. It's not pshat to skula. When we talk about skula, people think skulas. It's still building a relationship. Still building a relationship. A skula. What a skula doesn't mean that if I say this pasuk, automatically this, you know, abagadabra. It's not that doesn't work that way. Faket, because of what I did, or the action, or whatever I did. The Moshe the Gemara says that if you say Omer Abiyama Akol b'chesk, you can't find something. You say a pasuk Akol b'chesk suma, atshabar Kadosh Baruch Hu meizei neim. Right? It's a skula that you'll find something straight away. The scholar is not saying it. The scholar is understanding what you're saying. The minute you believe that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the only one that opens up your eyes, he'll open them up for you. Because once you mak it in who the Rebbeinu Shlomo is, all gates are open to you. You can say you could be a Rosha. The minute that I gave up something for the relationship, you've got an open ticket by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Yeah. There's a lot of things. Chazal say it by there. It's brought down in Svarim, Dafka by there. I'm using a mashal. I'm not saying it Dafka by there. But there's different mahalchim. It's not pshat I'm buying over the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's because my relationship became a much, much stronger relationship. Therefore, I can ask him. That's what he's saying. We continue.
What if you don't move just so you can ask him?
What?